Wednesday with Tokyo on Hake FM.
All right. Here we go. To the hotline. Do we have you, sir?
Well, good morning, Texas. It's a Wednesday with W.
Good morning, W. Welcome.
It is upon us. Your middle of the week. Shot me arm. Push over that hump. Your little pick me up right there.
Let's do this.
Pick us up.
Your love note.
Oh, on a Valentine's week, yeah.
I don't know. We got a lot to talk about, of course, as always. It's Wednesday with W. I mean, that's the title of the feature here. Sure. But I'm starting to think I need a new time slot.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, I know that's the name of the feature or segment or whatever you get to call that in the business. But
I mean, it is Wednesday.
I know, I'm kind of feeling like I may need to move this up or something like that.
Why?
Really?
By the time we get to a Wednesday with W, Trump's already taken all the good jokes for the week.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Well, he was on yesterday.
Let's see what's left over. By the way, I do have something here.
Okay, all right.
I know y'all do this earlier in the show, but I want to say happy birthday to my little brother Jeb.
Aww. That's right.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday.
Jeb birthday.
Well, all right. It's unfortunate that happened, but
move on,
I guess
on,
we're cheering all over the place this morning, aren't we?
Thanks, Skippy. This means we all get kicked.
You got to do a cheer.
And I'm not doing a cheer. I left my cheerleading days behind me.
That's unfortunate.
But happy birthday to my little brother, Jeb.
There you go. Jeb Bush.
You may be younger, Jeb, but I was president. So happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Make him one of those AI caricatures or something like that.
He'll love that.
Let's see. I don't know. Maybe I'll get him a steer or cow or whatever the heck everybody's buying.
Everybody's doing it, right?
Yep.
You know. Got one of those too, right?
We sure do. Yep.
What's his name?
50 Cent.
Mm-hmm.
Of course it is. Some tells me y'all paid a little more than just 50 cents to get him.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe just a dollar.
We're not privy to that information.
To the show, he could be your co-host right there.
We'd love that. It'd
be finally good to have somebody up there that has some good taste.
Hey.
or at least tastes good.
Whoa.
Too soon?
Yeah,
is that,
a little okay, too soon. We haven't even met him yet.
I don't know. Maybe he could do the halftime show next year at the Super Bowl.
There you go.
They got a funny this year.
That would be something.
That was it.
Steer for next one.
Uh-huh.
Hope everybody enjoyed the Super Bowl. What's that they say, like 170 million people or something like that watched the Super Bowl?
Something like that. Big number.
And like 160 million of those complained about the halftime.
It seems like it, yeah.
That's a big deal. But, I understood what he was saying. I mean, I speak un poquito.
Oh,
that's right.
Correct.
You know? But at least we had Kid Rock as an alternative.
Oh, here it comes.
And the karaoke show.
Oh,
because
man.
Nothing says family values like
Baba
da Ba.
Baba da Ba.
Which, by the way, translates into I'm lip-syncing right now. Seriously, why does somebody have to lip-sync a song he's been singing for 30 years?
Well, he said he wasn't.
And I wouldn't say that singing, Bob.
Okay.
But at least we can all agree.
Yeah.
On Go Team USA. I tell you, I might do a cheer for that.
Yeah.
Y'all been watching the Olympics?
Oh, you know it.
I do believe we're still behind in the medal count. This is not the start Team USA was hoping.
True.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe Greenland will win a couple. We could just steal theirs. Wait a minute. Does Venezuela have a winter sports team?
I actually think they do.
We do really well in the 100-meter oil tanker relays.
That's a new event.
Winning medals, breaking medals. They've been breaking those medals all over
the
place.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Falling apart as soon as they win them.
Mm-hmm.
And just like that guy that won, broken medals and broken hearts. Y'all see that guy?
It's unfortunate,
yeah?
Won a medal, and then he confessed right there on the podium that he had cheated on his girlfriend.
That's right. He wants forgiveness.
So weird.
There's nothing, not with the same without
so weird.
I don't know. I guess we can tell... Who doesn't have a date for Saturday, huh?
Yeah. You gotta get that squared away.
Well, this is your fair warning. Valentine's Day's coming up, so set the alarm bells ringing, dinging, ding. They should be going off. Slappy, do you have yours all squared away? I'm sure you do. I know you're a big planner.
Yeah, what's going on over
there? It's still a work in progress.
All right, well.
I'm working on it.
Is everyone invited?
Gonna live stream it, yeah.
Certainly, if you'll split the bill.
Amen.
All right, well, I'm excited. When are we gonna talk to this Hank FM steer? When's that gonna happen?
It's gonna be tomorrow on the show.
All right, I'm sure that'll be a ratings boost right there.
Well,
and this always is. Yes. All right, we'll stick at the time slot because you know what?
What's that? Mm-hmm.
I think we just trumped the Donald. That is a Wednesday with W. God bless Texas and go Team USA. USA.
There you go. That's a cheer. Come on.
Where's my megaphone? All right. Let me get my uniform back on.
It's Katie and Heather Lee. And as always, please hold all applause until after the show.